I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says 11 more hostages today have returned from captivity in Gaza, and in return, it has released 33 Palestinians. No Americans have been freed at this time. CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
The White House is applauding the deal to extend the pause in fighting in Gaza for 2 days. Senior officials spoke to the Qatari prime minister, who's a lead in the negotiations, hoping to prolong the ceasefire, get additional hostages out, and let humanitarian aid in. The administration is closely tracking the fate of what it believes are 8 or 9 Americans still being held hostage in Gaza.
Today marks the first of 3 days of memorials for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died last week at the age of 96. Her husband, Jimmy Carter, is expected to attend tomorrow's ceremony along with the Bidens, the Clintons, and First Ladies Bush, Obama, and Trump. CBS's Mark Strassman in Atlanta.
First Secret Service agents, past and present, escorted Mrs. Carter's hearse from central Georgia to Atlanta. Her family helped lay wreaths at her Georgia alma mater. She'll be buried Wednesday in Plains after a private funeral.
North Korea claims its first operational spy satellite has captured images of sensitive U.S. locations. Reporter Alex Jensen says it comes after an apparent launch assisted with suspected Russian support.
Having already claimed to have received imagery of U.S. military bases in South Korea and Guam, North Korea has now been able to spy on the White House, the Pentagon, and aircraft carriers docked in the U.S., according to state media. But the North's not released any of these images, fueling questions over how useful they might be.
Once totals for the extended weekend are in, it's expected to be a record breaker for holiday shopping. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The holiday shopping surge means Amazon delivery facilities will handle 110,000 packages a day, nearly twice its usual number. Americans already spent record amounts this Thanksgiving weekend, an estimated $37.2 billion of it online, up 5.4% from last year.
Alleged victims of sexual abuse have filed more than 3,000 lawsuits against politicians, celebrities, and institutions. CBS's Tom Foti.
The window has now closed on that one-year New York state law that let alleged sex abuse victims file civil suits against alleged attackers long after the criminal statute of limitations ran out. Michael Pullenberg is with Safe Horizons, a group that helps abuse victims.
One of the very first lawsuits that was filed was against Donald Trump. There were a slew of lawsuits against very high-profile individuals.
Like current New York City Mayor Eric Adams, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and music producer Sean Diddy Combs. Most denied the allegations, but some have settled.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Mequon-Thiensville school board member who posted a picture of his marked ballot to social media during last year's April election had felony charges dropped against him Monday. Paul Buzzell's attorney argued that his post of his ballot on Facebook was protected by his freedom of speech. So-called ballot selfies are illegal in Wisconsin, but a judge ruled that the law violated a person's freedom of speech. Buzzell faced up to 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines if he had been convicted. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at five-serve form. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game, and he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow overcast. 17 tomorrow night cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Sponsors, but also if you feel the need to support us, there you go on Patreon, and we really appreciate that and keeps us going. Hey, Haley, can you see that I got my Barbie, my Wilma Mankiller Barbie in the mail today?
Oh, you know, I actually think I can see her behind you.
Yeah, there it is.
She looks great.
Yeah, definitely. And she was an activist leader. Wilma Mankiller was the first woman principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. And she's on a quarter, too. So we're totally excited to support that, and I bought that from Barbie, and here we are. Be able to give it away someday, but it's something that's pretty darn awesome. Hey, speaking of darn awesome, we have Dr. Stately on today, and we're going to wear him out. We're going to have him in for a couple segments for sure. But before we get to Dr. Stately, why don't we get an update from Governor Evers of the great state of Wisconsin. Ho-wa.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Happy National Apprenticeship Week. Apprenticeship, as we know today, started right here in Wisconsin in 1911. Since then, our state's apprenticeship programs have enabled folks to earn while they learn with paid on-the-job training. With over 200 pathways in everything from healthcare to manufacturing to construction, our apprenticeship programs help folks start their careers in some of our state's most important industries and prepare them for 21st century family-supporting jobs. I'm proud to share that for the second year in a row, we've seen a record number of individuals enrolled in our registered and youth apprenticeship programs, with more than 16,000 registered apprentices in our state alone, breaking last year's 20-year high. We made smart investments to address our workforce challenges, expand access to worker training and apprenticeships, and reduce barriers to work for folks across the state. And the budget I signed this summer builds on that work by providing another $7 million for our state's youth apprenticeship program. Folks, our state has faced significant workforce challenges for years. When you couple that with our historically low unemployment rate and record high workforce participation, we must do everything we can to recruit, train, and retain the next generation of workers. And that's exactly what we're going to keep doing. We'll keep working to maintain Wisconsin's positive economic momentum, strengthen partnerships with local employers that make these apprenticeship programs possible, and build the future we want for our workforce and for our state. Let's get to work, folks. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Thank you, Governor Evers, for that update. Hey, Haley, it's always good to hear from the governor and get his updates.
It is, yes. We're very thankful for Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin.
Hey, speaking of a really big shot that we know, Dr. Stately's on and he's in the bullpen. Let's grab him. And he's got some cool lighting, it looks like. And we have Dr. Stately, the CEO of Native American Community. Community clinic. And good to see you and good to hear from you.
Jeez, I just chewed you out the other day for saying the name of my organization wrong the other day.
Who?
You. Remember at the,
I know.
At the Native Rise event? I was just teasing him.
I know. I'm pretending I don't remember that conversation. That was a good time, wasn't it?
It was awesome. It was really nice. I'm glad I went. I wasn't going to go, but because I got a ticket at the last minute. And, you know, it was a long week for me. My kids had hockey tryouts, so just every day racing back and forth, getting them from school, getting them to the rink, getting my tryouts. I don't know, just it was a long week, so I was like, I don't know if I want to go, but I went and I was really happy I did. I'm excited.
Yeah, I got there too, last minute invite, and we should do that everything because we both had really good seats.
Yeah, that's going to be my new thing in 2024. I'm just going to crash all the parties. I'm not going to officially register.
Right.
I'm happy for you guys. I heard it was a fun time.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. It was like really like it was a full house. It was and you know what was the best part? The best part was that they had that old, they had one of those old fashioned silent auctions. And, you know, I was intending to eat my dinner rapidly and go back to the auction right before it closed at 7:30. And here we weren't even getting our food until 7:30. So I was like, that plan got dashed. But this is the way you win those silent auctions. You wait until the last minute. You go around, you write your name at the last second as the bell is about to ring.
What did you get?
I didn't get anything. I didn't win anything. By the time they like served our food, it was already like 7:30. Like I remember like Trish Cook saying something like right about the time the chicken came. It was like, she's like, the silent auction is about to close. I was like, oh, well, there you go.
There was a dance after, right, though, too?
Yeah.
It was. There was, actually. And I actually owe them I should take care of that today. I owe the Dr. Poba and the OIC a donation. I walked up to Trish Cook. You remember those shoes she was wearing? They were like eight
yeah. inch,
whatever. Ridiculous, like, from the 80s or, they're glam shoes anyway. I was like, I bet you can't dance in those things, can you? And she said, sure I can. I said, if you get out there and dance, I'll make a donation to OIC. And somebody, this other lady was, I'll match it. So I'm like, okay.
Well, I thought you owed them money because you went out there to dance and it was just...
Oh yeah, like I'm paying them what do you call it, for pain and suffering?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's my restitution. Sorry for the damages.
Well, I've never been on the 50th floor of the IDS building in Minneapolis. That was scary for me. The older I get, Dr. Stately, the more I don't like heights. Isn't that crazy? And before, when I was younger, I didn't care.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, I was holding
like,
up the window.
Were you like going up to the window looking out?
Yeah, and holding on to something so I wouldn't fall through or I don't know.
What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't know.
Anyway, it's interesting. I too am not a big, huge fan of heights, but I've been on that. That was my second time up there. I went to the last time I was there was Thanksgiving Day, 14 years ago.
Wow.
So, I took my whole family, my kids and everybody to Thanksgiving dinner up there. That was back when they had the restaurant operational. I don't think they have the restaurant operational anymore.
Well,
but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, and let's take a break. And I just have to say this about our lieutenant governor. Whenever she speaks, she inspires me, and I'm not even kidding. She is just funny.
She did. She did. Yeah.
She did
a phenomenal job that night, for sure.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, I was the only one that stood up and clapped, and I was like,
standing up. I couldn't get my camera fast enough to get a picture of you standing up, but I noticed that. But I started the standing ovation when she came in.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Hey, it's Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. We're here with Dr. Stately of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, the CEO, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and we're here with the lead tradition guy, the CEO of Native American Community Clinic, Dr. Stately. And Dr. Stately, we were having a little audio problems here on my end, and you were a little distorted, so now I can have a coherent conversation with you. And one of the things, it was a great show, I thought, Native Rise, and it was a fundraiser, and we got to listen to one of the actors, Kara, who was in The Killers of the Flower Moon. Dr. Hobart spoke, and he was the head MC, Lieutenant Governor, and then this author that I've been playing tag with, who works for the Minneapolis paper, Eddie, he was awesome, and we're going to get him on the show really quick.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. He interviewed me, I think it was probably maybe like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, around the time of the Wall of Forgotten Natives. So yeah, he was a very good, he's an excellent reporter, and he's,
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You know, for a CEO, what that means is you're burning down your PTO. You're actually just not going in the office. but I've been working. I'm taking like the minimum number of meetings. But one of the things I want to do on my vacation, in addition to taking a really nice bath, the bubble bath I did today, which is nice, self-care, I'm going to go see a couple of movies that no one else wants to see, so I have to see them by myself. It's the perfect way to spend some time.
Which ones are those?
Yeah, which ones?
I'm going to go see Saltburn, which is supposed to be an amazing film. It's kind of like, it's hard to explain. It's about a sort of a, you know, it takes place in England, and it's it has to do with like these two guys who are in college together. This very wealthy guy takes this his roommate or a friend of his from college back to his family's castle which is called Saltburn. Anyway, it's supposed to be amazing. It's by a director who I just really, really loved. Her last movie that I saw, A Most Promising Woman, which was also a remarkable film. But anyway, I can go see that because it's a little bit, I don't know a lot of people that want to see it. Like, you know, I don't. So I'll go by myself, which is fine. And then this is what other ones I want to see. So I'm going to go to that film, or that photography exhibit at the MIA. Probably the day after Thanksgiving, probably.
Yeah, I got to make it out there, too. Maybe we can try and go at the same time. One of the things that you just mentioned, too, we both talk about this and sometimes really seriously over the show, and I really appreciate it, Dr. Stately, is our sobriety. And I know when I first sobered up, I was given advice like, if you're not feeling good or something, do something different. And taking a bath was one of those things that really helped me. That was pretty interesting that you said that. I took a bath last night and usually shower, and it's changing up, but also self-care. And that made me think of that.
It's all about changing those neural pathways that create habits and addictions and patterns that people tend to go back to. It's all about changing those neural pathways and creating better habits.
I remember when I won't tell people how I actually quit smoking because it's kind of a funny story. But I remember back in like 30 years ago when I first stopped smoking, how I would be like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I remember somebody telling me like, you know, well, do you smoke in the car when you go to work? And I was like, yeah, well, try not to smoke in the car. And I'm like, and it was remarkable. This actually changed for me. I stopped smoking in my car that time. But he was just like, it was a psychologist or a therapist. I was saying, he's like, just take a different route to work. Like you're so much of your pattern of like lighting up, sparking up your cigarette and like smoking while you're driving is as much of a pattern of habit as it is anything else. It's like second thought, secondhand nature kind of thing, which is interesting because when I deliberately took a different route to work, which in Los Angeles is a big thing. Because you never know, traffic is completely unpredictable. But it changed, actually. I had to pay closer attention. I wasn't really driving and forgetting how I got there, that kind of thing. Has that ever happened to anybody? It's like, I'm like, oh, I don't remember how I got here. And it's because you're driving the same way that you always get there. If it's something that you do repetitively, it's almost like you do it second without even thinking about it. So similarly, that's how you change some of those habits, is you with intention kind of disrupt the pattern, you change the thing that you're doing to try to make yourself be more mindful and attentive to what you're doing. And that actually helps you to rewire your brain. Kind of a simple process, but so shortcut, it's probably easier than mindfulness.
Yeah. Well, that's what you were saying. That's what you were saying, Haley, about the rewiring. It takes 28 days to change a habit. That's why people go into treatment for 28 days.
Exactly. Yeah. And I get to be a part of the sober crew because I am sober from alcohol. I think I'm 280 days. So I'm waiting on my 1 year still, but we're going to get there.
Congratulations.
We'll give you a medallion. I got a whole bunch of them here. It might be a 32-year medallion, but I got one for you.
That's awesome.
Peeny geek.
And you're young. You're getting sober when you're a fairly young person. I got sober when I was 23. It was tough because I didn't know a whole lot of people at that age that were drinking when I went to, or using substances. When I went to meetings, that was filled with a bunch of old crotchety men who complained about their lives and like whined about everything. And that's my perception. And I remember having this this thought where I was like, oh my God, if this is what it's going to be like to be sober, I think I'd rather be drunk kind of thing. I remember saying that to myself. But, you know, you have to like, somebody wise said to me, like, go to different meetings, go to like, you know, several different meetings till you find the one that you feel at home. And then you feel like you belong, like you fit. Because you're not gonna find the right one right off the bat. Most of the time, you won't. So you could kind of just be open to exploring.
Right.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Haley.
There's 5,000 meetings in the Twin City area, and if you can't find one that fits, then it's hard. I know I was lucky. It was like the second wave of young people, and so I was hanging with a lot of young people when I sobered up. I also sobered up when I was 23. And that saved me. A friend of mine who went back out, I contact him every year. I just celebrated 39 years in November 9th, and thank him for saving my life. Because of what you're saying, Dr. Stately, it's like, is this going to be boring? I might as well go back to drink. And it wasn't. It was fun. We did a lot of the same things, and maybe the experts would have called that drunk behavior, but it still got me, just kept me sober.
Yeah, it's given me, you know, I know there's a lot of people that don't feel that AA works for them. And I certainly felt that way when I was like, I think I first went to AA when I was 17 or so, so between 17 and 23. I would go in and out of meetings, and you know, I had a lot of reasons for why it wouldn't work, and a lot of those were justifications as well. And I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, remember, like when you did you ever remember that experience when you would get so mad at somebody, you'd go out and get drunk at them? Like that was just a perpetual habit. It's like, I'm gonna go get drunk at you because I'm so mad.
I'll show you. I'll kill me.
Right. But it was like, it was hard, and it was like, but I stuck with it because the alternative for me was to not be around. Right. And,
right.
You know, I quit drinking on October 27th, 1985. And that was the day that was the last day I drank. And I wrapped my car around a light pole on the 29th in Lindale.
Jeez.
And almost died in that car accident. And so, you know, I woke up in the hospital the next day, and a little voice said to my ear, like, if you drink again, you're going to die. And I believed it, and I listened to it, and I haven't taken another drink since. So.
Proud of you, Dr. Stately.
That's amazing. It totally amazing. And I know I wouldn't be alive if I wouldn't have sobered up, and I'm 62, and a lot of our relatives have gone on because of trauma and drinking, and your inspiration, and I appreciate you speaking your truth. Let's do another segment here. This one flew by, and it was really good. So, hey, it usually is, right? Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we'll be right back after this short break, Haley.
Stay with us.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The Israeli-Hamas truce set to expire tonight, now extended two more days, more Gaza hostages and Palestinian prisoners coming home. Among those freed, a 4-year-old American, Abigail Eden, reunited with her grandparents. Both her parents were killed in the initial attack. Abigail's aunt, Ella Moore.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHB.
WHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. The four-day truce between Israel and Hamas is extended another 2 days, allowing for the release of more hostages. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
The family members that we've spoken to so far have been very careful about what they say about the well-being of their loved ones. But we assume that for some of them, at least, it's going to be a long road back.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter lies in repose at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum. A tribute service will be held for her at Emory University tomorrow. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Atlanta.
On Wednesday, there will be a private funeral service for her and then a private burial of her on the Carter property in Plains, Georgia, which is about 3 hours south of here.
President Biden opens the first meeting of his new Supply Chain Resilience Council, spelling out its role.
I'm charging this group to ensure that our supply chains remain secure, diversified, resilient, and into the future.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on Liberal Justice Anne Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimel was State Attorney General from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow overcast. 17 tomorrow night cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol,
And we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Matter, because sometimes we can get so down and depressed, like we feel like nobody cares, that we don't matter, right?
You know, that's something, too, that I was taught early on is, and I did that with friends in the beginning of my sobriety, is we'd go out and help, we'd help feed people and do things to make us feel useful and worthwhile. And those times that could be dark or you're used to doing destructive things during these holidays is go out and help somebody and don't be found out. That's what I was always told.
Yeah, it's a good practice. You know, these are the things that we were given to us anyway, original instructions, right? Be a good neighbor to each other, be a good relative, take care of others. If you take care of others, you'll be taken care of as well. And it's also, so I try to like remember those things. I've this week I will do things to be around other people, because you know I won't be able to be with some of my family, and I'll be here at home with my sons, who I can't ever go anywhere, I can't ever travel on Thanksgiving weekend, because they're hockey players, and you know, I don't, for whatever reason, Minnesotans are crazy, they have Thanksgiving and then they start playing hockey the day after Thanksgiving for 4 days straight. Which is just kind of crazy making, I think. So,
Dr. Stately, were you a skier, a downhill skier at any time in your life?
Never. I've cross country skied. Downhill skiing looks really dangerous, and it looks like, and I don't know, just call me crazy, but if Creator wanted me to go downhill skiing, but I would have been born with logs attached to my feet.
Well, I used to go skiing every Thanksgiving, and look at where we're at right now. It's like 50 degrees out, and global warming's happening, and it's crazy. I mean, I remember having the big mule and going to the slopes, Afton Alps and all those slopes when I was young and agile. Now I break a hip, of course. I don't do that, but it's just the weather has changed, too. It made me think about that.
I'll hit the slopes for you, Dega.
Oh, Haley, the young one will hit the slopes. Make sure you wear a helmet, because I need you.
Where are you going to go skiing at?
I grew up, in junior high, I was in ski club, so we always went to Wild Mountain. I grew up in Forest Lake, so just north of the Twin Cities area. So we would go to Wild Mountain a lot, in Taylor's Falls, or Trollhagen was another big one, but that's out in Wisconsin.
Well, we're broadcast in Wisconsin, too, on 20 stations in the Civic Media network. I just wanted to throw that out there.
When the snow is going to come.
When I used to live in L.A., I'd tell people, like, about, you know, the mountains we had, Afton Hills and the mountains we had in Minnesota to ski on, and they would just kind of chuckle at me. They're like, those are not mountains. Monsters.
They're called mountains.
I just watched that new documentary that came out on Netflix about the ski resort, the Aspen one in around Lake Tahoe. Avalanche killed those people. Wow, I never knew about that. Do you know about that, Dega?
Yes, I do. I lived through it. I lived through history. That's why I was so good going back to school, especially when I was taking history classes. Like, I lived through it so I could write. I didn't have to study.
Thanks. he taught history from a first person experience.
Me and Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider.
You and Teddy Roosevelt. His wife Eleanor.
No, that was Franklin. Franklin.
Oh yeah. Oh, the different Roosevelt.
That was Teddy's niece.
Teddy was like in the 1800s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was president in 1901. But he saved all the parks out there, which was pretty amazing. But it's weird. Those guys came over. I was reading an article. They came over in the Mayflower, their family. And here's Franklin Roosevelt, like, marrying his second cousin, which is just totally bizarre to me. But
it's a little Appalachian. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
Oh, where is my ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding?
It's like, I know some Indians that have done that,
Yeah.
They've married their cousins, or they've, like, maybe not married them, they had children with them, Reminds me of that movie from Mean Girls. Remember that movie Mean Girls?
Yeah.
You got your cousins, then you got your second cousins, then you got your kissing cousins.
Jeez. Oh yeah, Karen.
Yes, Karen. Yeah. God. The one that knows has ESPN. That one, yeah.
Yeah, ESPN. My favorite movie.
Yeah, well written. Yeah. Definitely well acted. What else? Is there helplines or what?
There are. One of the things I would say is that what you would do is, like, if you were struggling and you were thinking. Specifically, if you're thinking, like, suicidal thoughts, like, mm-hmm. Now nationwide, there is now the 988 number.
Right.
So 988, you would get connected with a live person to talk to and get some support and some help. And I think one of the things I was actually on a national call not too long ago with Indian Country News, I think, Native American Column. We're talking about suicidality and such. And one of the things that I kind of, like, always take the time to remind people of is that suicide, by and large, while Native people, and it isn't true of all Native nations, but across the United States, we have a significantly higher rate of suicide than other communities. Some of that has, I think, to do with, like, specifically within, like, tribal communities where there's, like, nations where there's large disparate or the people are dispersed all over the place and there's not anybody that you can kind of get to easily and you can't spend time with each other or find a resource. They're, like, rural, desolate areas. So having a national call line that you can call would be really helpful. But also, like, there's online on Facebook and a bunch of other social media platforms. There's ways, there's groups that you can kind of connect with that are, support groups for people who are living in situations where they don't have a lot of access. Maybe they don't live in a big city or a town where there's resources, but they will be able to connect with people online. So looking for those things is really important. And if it's something that you notice that you kind of fairly regularly, consistently have this experience where you're feeling so down, so depressed and suicidal and having thoughts of harming yourself, reach out and talk to somebody and let them know and say that I need to talk to somebody because I feel like I'm going to kill myself or hurt myself. And if you're the person that's on the other end of that, take that statement serious and take action. So, and there's lots of resources online for that.
Well, there's Strong Hearts Native Helpline too that I just want to give out. So that number too, they are 24/7. You can call, text, or chat them. Strong Hearts Native Helpline at 1-844-7-NATIVE. That's 1-844-762-8483. Or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. We're here with Dr. Stately, and we'll be right back.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home, and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're just having our our Monday chit-chat and talking real and talking about real issues and real things in a fun way. We're going to have Gary Farmer on next week, Dr. Stately, and it's fun to have.
Really?
Well, now that the strike's over, we can reach out to our actor friends and have him come on and talk about their projects in the past and future. And he's a big time musician too, so he'll be talking a lot about his music.
Yeah, but he's awesome. He's a great actor.
Yeah. We just watched Smoke Signals, probably me for my 100th time, but Haley and I just last.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it was good. I cried.
You know, I had to watch that movie like 3 or 4 times. Before I realized, like, you know that line that he says in the movie where he's like,
yep, I know what you're gonna say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, or that line where he goes, like,
I didn't mean to,
and I was like, so I missed the sort of the subcontext there a couple of times, and I was like, oh, because I was like, yeah, anyway, I had to, like, I was like, wow, I'm really thick. I didn't catch that the first time.
That was funny. It just to set everybody up, and Haley thought it was cool too. And it sounds like you're eating cashews over there, Dr. Stately. And I think our radio fans are loving it. Hey, he saved Thomas, threw him out the window and saved him. And his grandmother came up to him and said, "You saved Thomas. You did a good thing." And he said, I didn't mean to. And at the time, it's a funny line because that's a weird way to answer it. But then we find out later that he set the fire. So it's like,
yeah, an accident. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway,
I know.
I didn't put those two things together until I saw it, like, I think the third or fourth time. But I remember when I first saw that movie, I saw it at whatever the theater was on Lake Street and Lindale. There was like a little art house theater there way back in the day. This was back in like the
came out in 98.
So that's probably like when I saw it. And I went to see it with my nieces, Natchez and Deanna, my brother Charlie's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I took them. It's home for Thanksgiving, I think, and we went to go see it. And we're sitting in the theater, and you know, it was uptown, so like there wasn't a lot of Native people in that audience. There was like us and a couple of, you know, cool hipsters from uptown and a bunch of other like white people. And at one point I realized like me and my nieces are the only ones that are like.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's about like how that sort of like seems to have changed over the last 20, 30 years is that, you know, we have so much more more Native art, Native movies, Native TV shows, and we have so much more happening in that space that it seems like more white people get our humor now. You know, we're making such an impact on the social sort of the social context in so many ways, like mostly through social media, probably those kinds of things that. They're getting what we mean when we say a thing, when we say the kinds of things that we say.
Well, like the Res Car, Dr. Stately, it took me many times to see the movie before I realized that same person that was in the car was on Northern Exposure for 9 years. I just didn't put two and two together for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. And that was a great show back in the day about Alaska, and she was the only Alaskan native on the show, but she was on every show.
Yeah. Do you watch, speaking of natives in Alaska, do you watch Alaska Daily
at all? No.
It's a movie that stars Hilary Swank and a number of native actors. It's about a newspaper.
It's a TV show. Yeah. It was, it's canceled, but it's on only a year. Yeah.
I know. I'm so upset that it was canceled because I really like that show a lot. And you know, they were taking MMIW head on in that movie or in that TV show. You know? So,
And here's another smoke signals thing. We had I can't think of his name. Gray Eyes. We had him on Native Roots Radio, and when he was the head casino guy on Rutherford Falls. And I did not realize that he was in a scene in Smoke Signals when they were playing basketball in the beginning. He was one of the basketball players, and they were talking about who's your favorite Indian basketball, or who's your favorite Indian is what he said.
Toronto. All those guys. And then one of the things I liked about Flowers, the Killers of the Flower Moon, is that Tatanka Minson is in it.
Yeah.
I think I kind of met him a few times, and my nephew Ruben knows him really well. And so, like, we're sitting in the movie, and all of a sudden, I'm like, and again, when we went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon, it was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night on like a Wednesday, and it's a 3-hour movie, so there's like nobody in the theater but me and my sister, and like maybe one other person. And I'm like, oh my god, look at Tatanka Minson, that's him. The other FBI agent guy. So. Yeah,
he was prominent in the book. He was talked about in the book quite a bit, that character.
Yeah. I would tell people, like, if you saw the movie and you love the movie, I'd go back and read the book because the book was really quite good. I read that book in 3 days. The 3 days, that first week I was sick with COVID, and I read it, like, in 3 days. So, yeah. Oh.
So, Dr. Stately, it's that time of year again. I always quiz Haley, and she doesn't guess correctly, but it's that time of year to sign up for MNsure. And
actually, you're right. It is. It's November. It's open enrollment, right?
Yeah. So, Haley, what's that website to help all our relatives out there?
Yes. So if you're not sure what type of health insurance you're going to need going into this next year, you can head over to MNsure.org, and they will help you find an affordable plan that best fits your needs.
Well, MNsure.com, right?
Yeah.
.org.
MNsure.com. Is it a .org? I thought it was a .. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure the Googles will help, but just put that out in front for everyone.
Yeah. Also, some people don't know how to navigate that website very well. And so one of the things they can do is they can also come to the Native American Community Clinic or another community health center within the Twin Cities or in the state of Minnesota. And those of you who live in Western Wisconsin or Woodbury, I kind of call them, they're the same thing. you can go to a community health center and they'll help you enroll and they'll help you get, you know, help you get enrolled in health insurance. It's really important to have health insurance because, you know, more people are likely to go to the doctor. It's the one thing that keeps so many people from going in for routine care. And, mm-hmm. you know, routine care is where we catch a lot of the conditions that will end up becoming more urgent and acute later. So,
yeah, I hear that so often. I had a friend of mine who broke his collarbone and they found out he had throat cancer. I mean, and they would never have found that out. You know, things like that. You hit that right on, Dr. Stately. Hey, we got a minute left, and I know there's friends of mine out there that are getting COVID again. There's an update. I think this, I'm not sure if it was the state where I read, or they're giving out free test kits again. And I think it's really important.
Yeah. Especially
this time of year.
You can look it up on the internet. There's Minnesota is giving away free test kits again. You can sign up for them online, and they'll arrive in the mail. I ordered some last week from Amazon. They arrived in a couple of days. And it's really important to do that because it is going around. It is very, very contagious. And, you know, myself, I've had it. A couple other family members have had it. I've had no people that have gotten it. It's not going to necessarily make you as sick, perhaps. But one true fact, in Minnesota and across the country, Native people continue to have the highest rate of infections, highest rate of hospitalizations, and the highest rate of death. And the majority number of the people who are dying are over the age of 65. So our elders, the people that have our knowledge about our language and our culture, these are important things to preserve. So do your part by getting a vaccine and also wearing a mask when you're indoors and there are people who are vulnerable.
Absolutely. That's a great way to end it. Dr. Stately, really, really appreciate you coming in. We have a lot of fun, but, you know, there's a lot of seriousness in our actions, and you do a great job, and your community clinic is the gold standard across the country. So I really appreciate you stopping on. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level.
Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner. Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devils have sent you.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.